I dialed up my friend Mike Hinton, who for many years has been working with Restorative Justice, but he informed that he's moved across to another kaupapa now, which is a social housing focus in the capital called He Heringa Kura. And Mike has kindly passed this across to Maya Patele, who's going to join us for a kōrero about the mahi that He Heringa Kura does. Maya, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei. Thanks for joining us on Irirangi Wātea and Pākehā. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Ngā mihi. I hope that you've been out there on the golf course with Hinton too, because he sort of gets around there a little bit. But I've known Mike for 20, perhaps even closer to 30 years, Maya, and was interested in the, as soon as he said that he's working on a sort of social housing kaupapa in Wellington, that's the sort of kōrero that we share on our program here, sort of Māori-focused audio magazine, I guess you might describe Pākehā as. Maybe you'd be kind enough to just set us up with a kōrero about He Heringa Kura and tell us the mahi that you guys are involved in the capital.
Yeah, cool, Dale. Yeah, tēnā koe. A little bit about He Heringa Kura. Well, social services or a community housing provider. I guess our main focus or our main goal is we help support our whānau tautoko, them to achieve their moemoeao, their aspirations in short. And yeah, we provide our social housing advocacy. We tautoko those in emergency housing. And just, you know, an array of services we provide to our whānau with an emphasis on Māori, using the Te Ao Māori lens.
Tēnā koe. It's a significant size. You manage many properties and therefore are assisting many whānau all at once. What's the scale of the organisation? How many kaimahi and how many properties do you oversee?
We have roughly around maybe 80 kaimahi. You know, we're looking for a few other kaimahi. There's always opportunities for mahi. We look after around just over 300 whare, and we probably look after around 700 whānau on our books. So we're always, I guess, trying to grow our housing portfolio so we have more whare to support our whānau.
You've got some background here, Maya. Are you from up Kākanganu? Didn't you do some mahi there as well?
Right, we were actually Heringa Kura used to be formerly known as Kākanganu Whānau Services. They started from two kuia who whakapapa to from Kākanganu, and they came to the capital, and just their main focus was to help tautoko whānau from the Kākanganu iwi, and then they kind of ended up opening up, and it's kind of expanded from there. So it started in the late 70s.
Tēnā koe. So how does the mahi that you do differ from Kāinga Ora, where we know we've got many Māori on the waiting list for what used to be called state housing, but now it could be social housing or the like. So how does He Heringa Kura differ from the approaches taken by Kāinga Ora, for instance, Maya?
The difference is, number one, we're a kaupapa Māori organisation, and number two, Kāinga Ora follow a set of rules, whereas our main focus is on the needs of our whānau, you know, making sure that it's whānau-led. The whānau we support are the ones who map out how they're going to get the help they need or how we help them. It's always whānau-led, and we can do things a bit different. We get a bit more leeway than more other organisations.
And the houses, there are 300 homes that you're overseeing. They are owned by the organisation, or how does that work? We know there's a real squeeze for accommodation in the capital.
So we lease majority of them, and then we sublease them. We own 19 of them. We're actually heading in the direction of actually owning these whare, because what we're seeing is, because we don't own them, the landlord could, if they move home or if they're wanting to sell the house, then we have to relocate the whānau, and their whānau might be thriving in the community they're currently in. And the one thing that we've been faced, one of the obstacles we've been facing lately, is it's hard for us to rehouse that whānau in that same community. So we'll we're trying to go away from that temporary solution and something more permanent. But by us owning them, we can guarantee that that whānau could stay in there as long as they could possibly need to.
Ratonga Whare Maia is the GM for that organisation. So, you know, our people have become so much more familiar with the whānau ole concept, which is providing wraparound care. And so it might not just be a house that's needed. It could be education, getting kids to school. It could be employment as well, or study. So how important is the sort of other wraparound mahi that you're involved in, as well as obviously finding a place that's warm and dry for people to live in? What about the wraparound services? How do they come into play?
One must go off the other. With us, every whānau that we do house, we provide, we have, each whānau has their own kaimahi. And that kaimahi provides the wraparound support, whether it's helping the whānau find a job, helping the whānau with their entitlements with MSD, or, you know, reconnecting with their whakapapa. That's it's all provided in the services we provide. And with the whānau we actually house, it's all provided within as well.
Well, it looks as though you guys are doing really well. What growth might the organisation have in 2024? What sort of plans are there going forward, Maia?
In terms of growth, we've got a couple of new builds underway already. That's just our main goal, is to replace the houses that we lease with houses that we own. We have whare in Levin, we have whare in Whanganui as well. So we'll be branching out then. For us, it's more around creating more partnerships with other similar Māori organisations or iwi. You know, the more of us that get together and do it collectively, the better. Better outcome for our whānau.
Tēnā koe, well, continued success with the mahi that you've been doing as well, mate. I see that faith's a big thing for you as well as we approach Christmas. What's going on that side of your life there, brother?
Oh, I'll be working for Christmas. Mark's got me working for Christmas, so yeah, I'll just be at mahi.
Well, you tell him to give you a few days off and to get you a good set of golf clubs so you can get out and have a challenge. Good catching up with you. Thank you, Maia.
All right, ngā mihi, Dale. Thank you for the opportunity.
All the best. Good talking with you. That's Maia Patelia with us from Ratonga Whare, which is part of a kaupapa in Wellington to get people into social housing.